With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. is condemning reports about Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz.
That is completely unacceptable. And again, this is a case of what they're saying publicly is different privately. We have seen an uptick of traffic in the Strait today. And I will reiterate the president's expectation and demand that the Strait of Hormuz is reopened immediately, quickly, and safely. That is his expectation. It has been relayed to him privately that is what's taking place, and these reports publicly are false.
The White House demanded Wednesday that the channel be reopened and sought to keep peace talks on track. The U.S. and Iran both claimed victory after reaching the agreement, and world leaders expressed relief, even as more drones and missiles hit Iran and Gulf Arab countries. Iran and Oman are to collect shipping fees in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says passage through the strait will be allowed under Iranian military management. It isn't clear whether that means Iran will completely loosen its chokehold on the waterway. The plan allows for both Iran and Oman to charge fees on ships transiting through the strait, according to a regional official who adds Iran would use the money it raises for reconstruction, but that would upend decades of reliance on the strait as an international waterway free to transit and will likely not be acceptable to the Gulf Arab states, which also need to rebuild after repeated Iranian attacks targeting their oil fields. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 1,325 points. The Nasdaq rose by 617. The S&P 500 advanced 165. And oil right at around $96 a barrel. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse goes to Lebanon. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The giant Christian relief group is helping people displaced by fighting between the resident Muslim terrorist group Hezbollah and the Israeli army. Samaritan's Purse reports delivering over 50 tons of relief supplies to Beirut, including medicine, tents, solar power lights, blankets, and hygiene kits. After the U.S. and Israel opened their offensive against Iran, Hezbollah launched attacks into Israel from Lebanon, sparking the current fighting. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which call for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. It's sentencing day for the woman accused of providing Matthew Perry with the drugs that killed him.
Josephine Sanga has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to illegally selling Friends actor Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him in a 2023 overdose. She was referred to in court documents as the ketamine queen, with an elaborate drug operation catering to high-end clients. Perry had been using the drug through his regular doctor as a legal off-label treatment for depression. Prosecutors say Sanga sold him 25 vials of ketamine for $6,000 in cash 4 days before his death. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Longtime media executive Jeff Shell's leaving Paramount. The move arrives amid a messy legal battle and the Skydance-owned company's ongoing efforts to take over Warner Brothers Discovery. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.